11 to 8, are we the most expensive country in the world? What's going on? Why are we paying more for runners, almost double of what we can get the same thing for in the United States? Why are cars more expensive here? Even bananas. What's going on? Dr. Oliver Hartwich, Research Fellow at the Center for Independent Studies, joins us. Dr. Oliver, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why are we paying more for the same item in Australia compared to other countries in the world?
Well, first of all, we shouldn't be paying any more because we've got a strong Australian dollar. It should be cheaper here rather than more expensive. But it's the opposite, and I think we've got the government to blame for a lot of the price differences, because government is actually making our lives more unaffordable by the day. Just think of cars. We are paying a luxury car tax when other countries don't pay one. And really, when you compare car prices in Australia, you will often find that in Britain or in Ireland or in other European countries, they're usually a third or half as cheap as Australian cars.
Doctor, is it pretty much across the board that most things in Australia, you know, in comparison to the rest of the world, we do actually pay more? Or is it just these selected items to highlight some of the inequity in pricing that we're reading today?
Well, in our report we were looking at case studies, five big case studies. We were looking at fruits, so in particular we were looking at the banana market because that's very protected. We looked at cars. We looked at house prices, and everybody knows how expensive Australian house prices are these days. And then we looked at the retail sector in general and at book prices. And everybody also knows that books are nowhere near as expensive as they are in Australia.
So
in all of these cases, we actually found that at the bottom of all these problems, we had government intervention. So, for example, we know that Australian booksellers are very expensive simply because if you have international titles and they're coming to Australia, they're protected. And Australian publishers get the chance to publish an Australian edition, but that makes it much more expensive than importing the books from overseas. And when you look at the car market, I mean, it's virtually impossible if you're a private car importer to import a used car into Australia, something that New Zealanders do regularly now from Japan, and they always get good deals. So I think the government has actually blocked access to the Australian market and made it much more expensive, actually, to import stuff.
So if all these taxes were abolished, the luxury car tax, like stamp duty on homes, was reduced to bring it back to what other countries pay, would the economy just crumble?
No, I think it would actually benefit the economy because we would all be richer immediately. We could all afford more. We would probably like going to the shops again and don't feel ripped off every time. I think we really have to make Australia once again a worker's paradise. We have to really do something for the Australian battler, and we have to make life more affordable. And it is just ludicrous when you compare individual prices. Just think of, for example, that shopping rents in big Australian cities are now regularly more expensive than in Paris on the Champs-Élysées. That's just ludicrous.
You're a bit passionate about this, Doctor, from what I can gather.
I'm quite passionate because I am, as you can hear, I'm German, but I lived in Britain for a while and now I'm living here. And as much as I love Australia, the price level is driving me crazy because I'm used to a much cheaper price level and I feel constantly being ripped off here.
I'm
with you.
What common themes, Doctor, are run to sort of debunk your theories that we are paying too much? So, for instance, we need to pay more for certain retail brand items so as we can employ people. So that has the paying of the extra is directly proportionate to the amount of people that we employ. Is that a theme that's run by you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, some items are simply more expensive here because we prefer to grow them ourselves. Take the banana example. I was actually very amazed. I visited Germany earlier this year, and that was just after the cyclone Yasi, when we were paying $14, $15 per kilo of bananas. And I went to Germany and got them for 79 euro cents at the time, so about a dollar Australian. And I thought, this is kind of ludicrous, because Germany obviously doesn't grow any bananas, so they import all the stuff themselves, and they were not affected by cyclone Yasi because the world market price for bananas at the time didn't move at all, because Australia, by international standards, is a relatively small producer of bananas. So I was wondering why a country that actually grows bananas has to pay a higher price than a country that has to import all of its bananas from overseas. It doesn't make sense.
The car one, I think, is probably the most interesting because we all need them. Do you ever see the day that the government will actually relax the way that it puts the barriers up and the tariffs or the prices or get rid of the protectionism, whatever it is, so there can be some sort of equality between prices here and the prices overseas?
Well, at the moment, of course, the Australian car industry is extremely well protected. First of all, they're getting subsidies of more than $6 billion over 10 years. Then we have 5% import duties, and on top of that, we have a luxury car tax that, strangely enough, only kicks in at the price of an imported European car. So the Australian manufacturers are virtually exempt from luxury car tax. And all of this is driving up prices. And I think if we don't actually reconsider the need to support the Australian car industry, we'll probably keep many of these protections. But I think it's ludicrous because we're just ripping off Australian consumers.
So the message is drop all the taxes or lower them at least.
Just make it possible to import these cars. Look, we just have to compare our own situation with New Zealand. New Zealand has for a long, long time made it possible for Kiwis to import cars from Japan, used cars.
Yeah.
And they're always getting extremely good deals. Why don't we make it possible for Australians to get the same deals that New Zealanders can easily access?
That's a fair call, and I like your passion, and I think you're right. Dr. Oliver Hartwich, Research Fellow at the Centre for Independent Studies, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. We're paying too much, Tony. That's the fact. It's 5 to 8 and Radio Solutions is next. If we can help you with a problem, give us a ring now, 96900 693.